Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
WWE might present one of the world's softest and safest forms of wrestling, but some of the hardest-hitting wrestlers ever have passed through the company's door, even if their biggest bombs and nastiest chops were sometimes thrown elsewhere. I'm Andy from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 stiffest WWE wrestlers ever. Number 10, William Regal. I'm not gonna lie, I've mainly put Regal in at number 10 here because this quote makes him the perfect guy to start a list like this off with. Speaking on an episode of Tough Enough, Regal said, "I hit people very hard in very safe places." And that is a perfect way of describing what stiffness should really mean in pro wrestling. A wrestler's job is to give the illusion that they are hurting somebody without actually hurting them badly. Chops on a bare chest make an incredible noise, and reddened skin is a ghoulish visual, but these things deal little to no lasting damage. Bruises fade, broken skin heals, and you get the impression of severe punishment while the impact is mostly superficial. Such was the genius of Regal, whose ugly, ugly wars with Finlay in WCW are among the stiffest that American wrestling has ever seen. Contrary to the besmirched, bumbling Englishman he used to play on television, Regal was a rugged, hard-nosed worker imparting impressive levels of believability into his own work. Number 9. The Acolytes. Wrestling the Acolytes was never an easy night. According to locker room lore, Vince McMahon often sent other tag teams out to face Farouk and Bradshaw as a measure of their toughness. Survive, and in Vince's mind, they were cut out for this line of work. But falter, and they were probably in trouble. Bradshaw's clothesline from hell was stiffer than breeze blocks, and Ron Simmons took the strength and power that made him a standout defensive tackle in college and put it into every dominator, suplex, and slam. And Lord help you if the APA decided they didn't like you. See their infamous Sunday Night Heat squash of Public Enemy for the Acolytes at their hardest. Number 8. Ronnie Garvin. So rugged was Ronnie Garvin that he felt like an interloper in WWE's bright, cartoonish world. Despite sharing a roster with Haku, Greg Valentine, and other stiff, hard buggers, Garvin's rough-and-tumble style ultimately made him a bad fit for WWE. Stylistically, the lighter-working Brainbusters transitioned a lot better from Jim Crockett Promotions in Mid-Atlantic to WWE. Garvin largely did not. More compelling in environments better suited to his heavy-handed style than WWE, watching Garvin tearing through jobbers remains a ghoulish joy, particularly as he pinned most of them by arrogantly sitting on their chest, his fist tucked beneath his chin, showing his opponent about as little much regard as he would a clump of dog crap on his boot. Number 7. Ken Shamrock. The former UFC Superfight champion brought MMA striking credibility to the Attitude Era, and sometimes there was little difference between the real bombs he was throwing in the octagon and the ones he was supposed to be faking in the squared circle. A student of Pancrase, the formative MMA group where the line between work and shoot barely existed, Shamrock in his prime was a beast. Ken has described coughing up blood after WWE matches with The Rock, saying that they wanted to change the landscape of wrestling from being a talent show and looking pretty to just rough and tough. It's fair to say that Ken, who hit like a truck, more than did that. Number 6. Walter, an anomaly in today's WWE in that his stiff style has barely been compromised since joining the promotion, Walter strikes a perfect balance between brutality and safety. The Imperium leader understands the importance and art of big bombs and stiff strikes, working them into a style informed as much by the legendary All Japan Kings Road practitioners as Carl Gotch and other catch wrestling originators. Walter's chops sound like mortar blasts as they destroy flesh and threaten to cave in the ribcage below. Step in the ring with him and there's a good chance you're going to leave with your sternum looking like hamburger meat. Number 5. Hardcore Holly. By all accounts, the back bump is one of the absolute worst in wrestling to take. I wouldn't know, I'm a big soft boy and I've never taken a bump. But they sound pretty horrible if you've ever heard a pro, someone who's actually done this for a living, talking about them. And as far as back bumps go, well, Holly's Alabama Slam was particularly punishing. He used to whip grown men into the mat like it was nothing, and the rest of his work, delivered by a guy whose only emotional state was grumpy, was often just as starchy. Now, when we're talking about Holly, we have to mention that he didn't always use his stiffness for good. The word bully comes up a lot when other wrestlers talk about Bob, and with horrible incidents victimizing Matt Capitelli, Rene Dupree, and others on his resume, yeah, the guy has a lot to answer for. Still, when he was wrestling, hardcore hit really hard, and that's why he's on the list. Number 4. Greg Valentine. History has been kind to the Hammer, whose reputation as a tremendous worker has only grown over the years, thanks, in part, to his stiffness. When you really throw with force, lay it in, and make it look as close to real as possible, you're gonna stand the test of time. So Valentine's classic work with Roddy Piper and Bob Backlund in the early 80s still holds up today. A very un-WWE style of wrestler in the land of rock and wrestling, Valentine brought a physicality that few others could match, pulling no punches with a style melding technicality and good old-fashioned brawling. Number 3. The Legion of Doom. Hawk and Animal are as legendary for just beating the crap out of dudes as they are for their iconic power and paint presentation. They were a couple of wrecking balls, and their squash matches are particularly jarring, as the Legion of Doom used to hit the ring, attack while their music was still playing, and just utterly destroy the poor jobbers in front of them, peeling off jaw-rattling strikes and straight head drops, bringing a level of violence that their reputation almost demanded. Number 2. The Steiner Brothers. You can't talk about stiffness without mentioning early career Steiner Brothers, who looked like they were working so wildly that it's a miracle there aren't more stories about them legitimately hurting people. Scott and Rick were big, dumb jock brutes. That was their character, and they played it up by throwing people around like they were weightless, showing no care for how they landed or on what body part. And their suplexes were particularly deadly. If you were wrestling these guys, you could tuck your head and prepare for the landing, but the sheer force with which the Steiners launched you meant that it didn't really matter. The punishment was real, and that the Steiners celebrated every single bomb like they'd just won the lottery only made their meathead energy more infectious. Naturally, the bulk of their stiffest work took place in Japan, where their bumbling American chaos was a perfect fit. Regardless, their most infamous match actually went down at WCW Wrestle War 1992, when, oh my god, they destroyed Tatsumi Fujinami and Takayuki Iizuka to the point that Iizuka, who was only a few years into his career, must have been left questioning his decision to enter the business in the first place. Number 1. Vader. Running into Shawn Michaels in prime politicking form doomed Vader in WWE. He could and should have been a bigger deal in Stamford, even if long-term success there would have meant sacrificing some of his trademark stiffness. And, you know, not meeting Shawn Michaels. Wrestling Vader was rarely a fun time. Speaking to WrestleZone in March 2016, Bret Hart likened the experience to, and I quote, "wrestling a cement truck filled with barf," adding that whenever he worked Vader, his body felt violated. And you could see it in Vader's work. His physicality was unmatched. A violent slugger, he found his calling while working in Japan, where his opponents were much more willing to eat harder shots and respond in kind, sharpening his style in legendary wars with Stan Hansen, Kenta Kobashi, and more. Convincing American wrestlers to get in the ring with Vader was occasionally a tough task. Ask Hulk Hogan, who was super dubious of wrestling him. But regardless, the big bull elephant of a wrestler and his work were still devastating, even after striking a finer balance in WCW. Rest in peace, Vader. We will never see anything like you again.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.